Hello, welcome to Schizophrenic Music. This is Kevin. Thank you for joining me today for my Tuesday triple play. And this is my first triple play since No New Music November. But I'm not going to bring you all new music today. I'm going to bring you two
tracks
from albums that came out in the last 6 weeks or so from just bands that I've always been fans of and just feel like playing them today. And then one track from, I guess you could call it, one of my obsessions of 2021. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we're going to start out strong with an album that came out at the very end of October, and that is Mastodon, Hushed and Grim. Came out with a double album, and it's just strong, strong album. And been a fan for a long time, local Atlanta band, and seen them quite a few times, and looking forward when this came out. We did the No New Music, so I didn't have a lot of chance to listen to it in the month of November, but the second December came around, I definitely played this a few times, and I'm still playing it. So I'm going to jump in and play one of the songs. It's one of my favorites so far and just rips right into it. Going to start with the song Pushing the Tides. Hope you enjoy. Again, that was Mastodon with the song Pushing the Tides from the new album Hushed and Grim. Definitely check out that whole thing. Highly, highly recommend. from there, I'm going to go into what I mentioned earlier as one of my obsessions of 2021. And that is something we mentioned on a turntable roundtable a while back, but discovered this, I guess, genre or this form of music called Zamrock, which is basically psychedelic hard rock from the early 70s from the country of Zambia. And just came to my attention, heard a song and by the band Amanaz that we played earlier, and just started listening to other bands that were in this period, in this, I guess, genre, and just fell in love with so many of these bands. There's so many great ones, and I just feel that a lot of people don't know about it. It's something that just kind of a forgotten period in rock, hard rock, and African music, and I feel that should be brought into the forefront and be discovered by, you know, everyone that hasn't heard it before, and rediscovered by those who haven't heard it in a long time. So many good bands, like we mentioned, Amanaz, the band Peace, Ngozi Family, Chrissy Zebi Tembo, and there are many more that need discovering as well. I'm going to play one from a band that was, I guess, one of the major players at the time in Zamrock, and then is the band Witch, which is an acronym for We Intend to Cause Havoc. I believe they released 5 albums in the 70s. I'm going to play a track from their first album titled Introduction, and the song is called You Better Know. Check it out.
Come on, you know my
Again, you just heard Witch with the song You Better Know from their introduction album. If you like that, I recommend going just checking out any kind of Zamrock. Just type in Zamrock into Google, or just type it into Apple Music or Spotify. There's a few compilation albums, and then I'm still discovering bands or like offshoots of these bands or countries that were close to Zambia, or just other African psychedelic rock songs and bands. Still discovering them right now and having a blast with it. So highly recommend doing the same if you like that. From there, I'm going to close it out with a band that I've talked about before. I think played at least a little bit of their music, but just came out with a new album. That's one of my bands from college, and that's the band The Verve Pipe, Michigan band. Always been a big fan. Just released a new album titled Threads, and still just doing great stuff. Brian Vanderwerk, the main member, I believe, has brought other members from other local bands from that time are now filling out the rest of the slots in the band. Just doing some great songwriting, and Brian's voice, I believe, has never sounded better. And I'm going to play a song for you called No One's Gonna Break This Heart Again. See what you think.
A part of you is lost and never found. When love lifts you, then it lets you down. Suffering reality, you feel the weight of gravity. It grabs you and it pulls you to the ground. And all the voices echo in your head, the resolutions you had left for dead. Once again your heart it breaks. You always make the same mistakes, expecting something different in the end. No one's gonna break this heart again. No one's ever gonna get close again. There's never gonna be a reason to pretend. There's never gonna be another bitter end. Until this heart of glass is a heart of stone, buried out there somewhere in the great unknown. A solitary diamond to be left alone. 'Cause no one's gonna break this heart. And everything seems so intertwined. The friends you had in common left behind. Nights are getting longer, the desperation stronger. You're looking for some words, something kind. A part of you that you thought slipped away comes alive to live another day. When it's unexpected, the heart is resurrected. And here we are meeting half the way. No one's gonna break this heart again. No one's ever gonna get close again. There's never gonna be a reason to pretend. There's never gonna be another bitter end. Until this heart of glass is a heart of stone, buried out there somewhere in the great unknown. A solitary diamond to be left alone. And no one's gonna break this heart.
right, again, that was The Verve Pipe with the song No One's Gonna Break This Heart Again from their new album Threads. Well, I hope you enjoyed the three tracks I played today and found something you want to dive into a little bit more, or maybe a whole genre you want to check out a little bit more. But definitely, thank you for listening, and please visit us on social media. Let us know what you think. We would love to hear from you. But until I talk to you again, take it easy.